Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about Martin Luther King Jr. with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. First off, we're going to read a story about a bully. Do you know what a bully is? A bully is a person who's mean to other people. So the book we're going to read first is called Ed Emberley's Bye Bye Big Bad Bully Bug. Big spaceship with something strange inside comes close. All the little bugs go, uh-oh, he's getting closer. And guess who it is? The spaceship lands, and something starts coming out.
I'm Big Bad Bully Bug,
he says. Here he comes, says a bug. What does he want? Asks another. I guess we'll find out. First, we see three eyes.
I have three mean green eyes for scaring itty-bitty baby bugs.
They are mean and green, said the bug.
I have sharp white teeth for biting itty-bitty baby bugs.
Oh, what big teeth you have, said the little bugs.
I have a big red mouth for growling at itty-bitty baby bugs.
Can I hear a growl from you all?
Grrr, arr,
yeah, exactly. You really do have a big mouth, said the little bugs.
And next, he says, I have squiggly ticklers for tickling itty-bitty baby bugs. Grrr.
And then the little bug says, tickle someone your own size.
And next, we see another set of arms. I have two nasty pinchers for pinching itty-bitty baby bugs.
Ooh. Hey, it's not nice to pinch, says the little bug. And he's right. Who likes being pinched?
I have two scratchy claws for scratching itty-bitty baby bugs.
Ooh, I don't want anybody scratching me either. The little bug says, to scratch us, you have to catch us.
And next, I have two big clumpy feet for stomping on itty-bitty baby bugs.
Can you stomp your feet just like the big, mean bully bug?
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Watch where you put those feet, said the little bugs. And last, we see all of them.
I have a big purple face and a big purple belly where I put my itty-bitty baby bugs.
Well, how does he get his little bugs inside his tummy? I think you're right. I think he eats them.
I'm big. I'm bad. I'm hungry.
And his belly went gurgle, 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 gurgle. Your belly's big enough already, said the little bugs.
And now I'm going to eat you all up.
And he wiggles his ticklers, and he pinches his pinchers, and he scritches his scratchers and stomps his stompers. And the little bugs go, oh, no, you won't. Because then something comes by.
Uh-oh, says the bug.
And a big sniker, snaker, sneaker comes and squashes him. Squash. That'll teach you, says the bugs. Bye-bye, big bad bully bug, and don't come back. And then, because that big sneaker had saved the bugs, they say what? Yep, they say thank you, Bigfoot. And then the foot says, any time, itty-bitty baby bug. The end. And now that we've learned
that it's not very nice to be a bully. We're going to learn about somebody who stood up to bullies. This book is called Martin Luther King Jr. Day by Margaret McNamara. And while we're reading it, I want you to pretend that you're in first grade, just like the characters. One day in January, Mrs. Connor took the first graders to a museum. Do you know what a museum is? A museum is a place where you go to learn and see all sorts of things, from paintings and pictures to statues. You name it, it's there. "Does anyone know who this is?" she asked, and she pointed to a statue. Ayana knew the answer. "That is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.," said Ayana. Mrs. Connor said yes. Dr. King was a great leader because he had great dreams. "What kind of dreams?" asked Reza. "They were very big dreams," said Mrs. Connor, "about how to make the world a better place." Back at school, Mrs. Connor asked the class to draw their dreams on a piece of paper. They had big dreams, just like Dr. King. "I have a dream that there will be no more fighting," Agin said. "I have a dream that the earth will be clean," said Hannah. "I have a dream that people will never get sick," Nia said. "I have a dream that I will do good things," said Becky. "I have a dream that all children will play together," Emma said. "I have a dream that no one will be poor," said James. "I have a dream that everyone will be safe," Reza said. The first graders were happy with their dreams, and they hung up all their pictures. "Dr. King would be proud of you," said Mrs. Connor. "What is your dream?" Ayana asked Mrs. Connor. "Oh, I have a very big dream," said Mrs. Connor. "I have a dream," said Mrs. Connor, "that all your dreams will come true." The end. So now we'll explain a little more about Martin Luther King. Because tomorrow, Monday, is Martin Luther King Day, where we celebrate him. If you go to school, you probably have the day off. But do you know who Martin Luther King was and why we celebrate this day? Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15th, 1929. So technically, today would be his birthday. But we always celebrate it on the third Monday of January. Mr. King was an African-American man. You may not know this, but some people used to be mean to other people. Just because of the color of their skin, they used to be bullies. Mr. King stood up to them and tried to stop people from being mean. He wanted everyone to be treated equally and nicely. He held marches, he talked to people, trying to change their minds, and he always made sure to use his words. He and his friends did not hit people or use guns or anything else that was mean back. In the 1960s, this worked and people listened. Congress, those are the people who make laws and rules in the United States, they passed laws that made sure that African American people could vote and that everyone was nice. There were a lot of people who made sure that these laws happened, but Martin Luther King is probably the one that everybody knows best. One of Martin Luther King's most famous speeches, when he talked to other people about freedom and being nice, was called the I Have a Dream speech. He talks about all of those dreams he has for his children, for all people, for everyone to be nice and just plain like each other. Now today, I want to talk about dreams, just like they did in that book. Do you know what dreams are? Yeah, there are some dreams that you have while you're sleeping. And there are other dreams that are goals, things that you hope will happen someday. Maybe it's a dream you have for yourself. Maybe it's a dream you have for your country. Maybe it's a dream you have for everyone in the world. I'll tell you one of my dreams. I dream that someday I'll have a family, and they'll all be happy and healthy just like you.
What kinds of dreams do you have? Do you dream that you'll grow up to be big and strong? Do you dream that everybody will be nice to everybody else, just like Dr. King? Do you dream that nobody will ever get sick again? Do you dream that someday you'll invent a robot to help out around the house? I just want you to think about that a little today or tomorrow, just to see what you want to see happen someday. Now, we've been pretty serious for a long time now. I think it's time to take a deep breath and have a little fun for the rest of the time. How does that sound? A little singing and dancing will do us well.
As I walked through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I asked myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? And as I walk on, troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong, and who are the trusted, and where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? So where are the strong, and who are the trusted, and where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Somebody tells you,
get off my bike or else.
That makes me angry when people are meanie, so I'll play with somebody else.
But how would you feel if that same person told you,
we can take turns on my bike?
Well, I would be happy if he acted friendly, 'cause sharing is something I like.
I'm gonna learn good manners and always be polite. I'm gonna learn.
Let's say you're hungry and you're at your friend's house. How do you find some great food?
Should I open the cupboard or look in the freezer?
No, 'cause that's really rude.
I could find my friend's mother and say, Mrs. Johnson, could I please have some kind of snack? Then I always say thank you and clean off my plate, and I'm always asked to come back.
I'm gonna learn good.
Walking along and you bump into someone, what's the polite thing to say?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Or pardon me, sir.
Then more carefully go on your way. I'm gonna learn good manners and always be polite. I'm gonna learn what matters is treating people right. That's right.
sunset in Africa. There is much desert, and sometimes it's very hard to grow food. But the people sing and dance for the rain to come along, and if it does, they'll sing and dance some more. Oh, there are many, many different people living all around this world. Oh, let me tell you about some more. In China and Japan, I hope you'll understand, it's daytime there when it's nighttime here. And some people eat raw fish, for them it's a tasty dish. But I know we like hamburgers and pizza right here. Different people living all around this world. Black skin, yellow skin, red skin and white. Many things about them different, but some are still alike. They smile, they laugh, they are happy and are sad. Before I say goodbye, I must tell you who am I. I live on an island in the sea. My steel drum, oh, play it now, now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are many, many different people living all around this world. You got black skin, yellow skin, red skin and white. Many things about them different, but some are still alike. They smile, they laugh, they are happy and are sad. There are many, many different people living all around this world. Ooh. There are many, many different people living all around this world. Ooh, all the people see, all the people. There are many, many different people living all around this world.
Possibility. sentiments, all the life lessons, how to burn a bridge, how to make it right, how to love someone, how to make it known, how to run away and to come back home. So sleep in peace, once more. 'Cause
all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about Martin Luther King Jr., why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!